Testing.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, did you see what I was wearing on my back? Did you? It's a pack that you wear on your back. A backpack. That's what this is. A backpack. Have you ever used a backpack? What do people put in their backpacks? I'll show you what's in mine today. Can you guess? An elephant. There's an elephant with a drum. Now I'll turn it on so you can see what it does. It has some batteries in it. There. Now I'm going to take the batteries out. And now try to turn it on. Doesn't move. But if I put the batteries back in, then it works. You know, we human beings are quite different from a toy like this. We don't have batteries inside of us that make us move and work. We have life. We're alive. It's a great wonder, isn't it, that we're able to live and grow and have friends who like us for who we are. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. Way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you, but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. It is you I like. There's someone I like a lot who plays the drums and other things. I have a picture of him right here. He even teaches people how to play drums and other things. His name is Tim Adams, and he works pretty close to here. And I asked him if I could bring you over to his place. So he's expecting us. So let's just go there right now and meet Tim Adams. Come on.
Hi, Fred. Come on up.
Hi, Tim. Glad to see you, Tim.
Oh, nice to see you.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Tim Adams.
Hi, how are you?
What were you playing when I came in?
It's a fanfare to the Kentucky Derby.
I like that.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Oh, what I do is I strike the drum about 3 inches from the bowl.
Yeah.
That's the best playing spot. If you play in the middle, that's dead.
Yeah.
If you play on the lip of the bowl, that's a thin sound. That gets the best tone.
Lesson one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this instrument the first one you learned?
No. Actually, I learned the snare drum first when I was 7.
Ah.
Started with the snare drum, and then I went to the timpani, and then to the mallet instruments and drum set at the same time.
I'd like to see all of the different things
that you
played. But I'd also like to ask, I didn't know you used pedals.
Yeah, the pedals, what the pedals do, change the pitch. So if I release tension on the pedal, it makes the pitch go lower.
Does that stretch the tone?
Exactly. When I release the tension, the head expands.
Uh-huh.
Puts the pedal down. Yeah. The pedal, the head tightens.
Sound.
Yeah, it's great.
Could I try this one?
Please, absolutely. The other way. You're hired. Great.
Could I show my friends what other things you
play? Of course. Actually, when I first started playing the snare drum, I started with a practice pad, so I could practice any time and not disturb anyone.
So this is just a little pad?
Yeah, it's wood with gum rubber.
So that's all you need?
That's all you need. And then I graduated to the snare drum. And the reason it's called a snare drum is because it has snares on the bottom head.
Those are
called snares, yeah. And when you strike the drum, the vibrations from the top head goes to the bottom head and makes the snares rattle.
Uh-huh.
So when I turn it on, snare drum. When I turn it off, tom-tom. Two drums in one.
Oh, could I try that?
Of course.
And then you turn this.
Uh-huh.
Is this the same kind of thing? I mean, you play it over here?
No, it's the same type of thing. If you play in the center, more, a little more dead. Off center, better tone, more ring.
I'm learning from you.
Yeah.
But do you play all of these instruments?
Yeah. Now, I have some interesting instruments here. I have some smaller accessories, we could call them.
Uh-huh.
The first is a tambourine. You have a head, a shell, and the jingles. When you shake it, the jingles rattle, just like the snare drum when you strike it. Sure, of course. Yeah. If you, it's one and two and three and four and.
Ooh, I like that. Tambourine.
The next is the triangle.
Ooh, that's beautiful. And then, it is actually a triangle, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a triangle shape. Yeah, it is.
But the way you did it here.
Yeah. Ah, that's it. The next, the castanets.
You've got so many things.
Oh, it's fun.
What's this one?
This is called a ratchet. Now, this is used in symphonies or for effects in the studio. Also, birthday parties. They have a smaller version that's very small. Uh-huh. But this is a large version that I actually got from South America.
It's called a ratchet?
It's called a ratchet.
I've heard things like that before.
Oh, yeah.
But you have instruments that actually play melodies, don't you?
Yes. This large instrument is called the marimba. In its origin, yeah, sure, of course.
Oh, my.
The origin of this marimba is Africa.
Aha.
And the original name was the Amadenda xylophone.
Amadenda xylophone.
Amadenda xylophone, yes.
Oh, it's wood, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's called Honduras rosewood.
Oh, it feels.
It sounds very nice.
I should say it does. Would you play something?
Sure, of course.
You use four of these?
Yeah, I use four because if I use two, I can play nice melodies. But if I use four, I can play multiple notes. Thank you.
It's almost like somebody's singing.
Yeah, sounds like it. Nice hum.
Now, does this sound different from that?
Oh, yes, completely. This is called a glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
It's made out of steel. Same keys, smaller instrument.
Oh, that does sound different from
very
this.
Nice. It's used in bands and orchestras, and it's a lot of fun. Oh. I want to show you one fun instrument.
Okay. Oh.
Ah, this is the fun one.
Beautiful. Have you always loved playing?
I've always loved playing. Yeah, I started playing when I was seven. And I've been around music since I was maybe 4 months old. I was going to concerts.
Wow.
Yep.
You've got it right in here, don't you?
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
Now, what if somebody didn't have all fancy instruments like this to play
with? You know, you don't need it. You can, if you could just find a pair of sticks or wooden spoons or
block
metal
of wood?
Spoons, uh-huh. A block of wood, uh-huh. You know, a pot. You know, music is really great. You can play it anywhere you are. Loud or soft?
Is that the loudest you ever made?
Oh, no. I have a pair of crash cymbals over there that are really loud.
Crash cymbals. That is very loud. I should say. What about the softest music that you make?
No, the softest music is with this small shaker.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Mr. Adams.
Oh, Fred, excuse me. Yeah. My student's here.
Oh, could I meet her?
Yes. Fred, this is Ejen.
How do you do, Ejen?
Nice to meet you.
I'm glad to meet you. Thank you. I won't interrupt your lesson, but I sure thank you for today.
Thank you.
Always glad to be in your neighborhood, Tim.
Thanks, Fred.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's play the etude.
Let's just go back to my place. Come along. See, you just need your fingers, a piece of wood or something, and your imagination. Whenever I visit with people like Mr. Adams and Yi Jin Fang, I always want to do things better and better. Whatever work you decide you want to do, the important thing is for you to do it as well as you possibly can. And then you'll be able to help others who want to learn it too. Come on, elephant. Guess maybe we should have some make-believe. Ready for that?
Okay. Trolley.
Okay, trolley. Last time we pretended that Henrietta Pussycat and X the Owl were both scared. They think that creatures from other planets have come, but they won't talk about it with anyone else, so they can't find out what's really true. Let's make believe some more about that now, all right? As the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make believe. Ready, trolley? Okay, neighborhood of make believe.
Hi, trolley. Do you like this costume, Lady A?
I'm glad to know that you're in it.
I'm pretending that I can fly to the moon.
The moon?
Mm-hmm.
Why the moon?
Just to see what it's like. And I can make this sound like a horn.
Oh, that's wonderful. Would you do that again?
Surely.
So you can trumpet all the way to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Oh, that's X and Henrietta's drum.
Oh, are they learning how to play drums?
Oh, no. They're scared of something, and they won't tell anybody what it is.
Goodness. I'd better go and talk with them.
Okay. See you later.
Lady Evelyn, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
You may tell my drummers to stop.
They're not your drummers, Uncle Friday.
Oh, what is that noise, then?
It's coming from X and Henrietta's tree.
I trust that you will see to it, Niece Evelyn.
Well, I'll do my best, Uncle Friday.
Any sound which never stops, annoys royal ears. Farewell.
Farewell. Henrietta, X, Henrietta.
Be careful of the drum, Lady A.
Oh, hello, X. I just wondered why you had all this here.
I can't tell you, but we need to be protected.
Protected from what?
It's a secret.
But do you need all these bars and drums and noise?
We tried using just a bell, but they didn't go away.
Who didn't go away?
That's all I'm gonna say. Just be careful. Goodbye, Lady A.
Wait a minute, X.
Yeah, what?
Uncle Friday doesn't like hearing the drum all the time.
Let me see. Well, it looks like it's all clear. I'll turn it off as soon as I go inside. It's a remote control drum.
Okay, thanks for your help. And X?
Yes, Lady A?
Whenever you and Henrietta want to talk about scary stuff, your neighbors are very glad to listen.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Thanks, X. Oh, looks like there's some neighbors over at Daniel's clock.
I hope I'm not scary looking.
You look fine to me.
H.J. Elephant is going to be in the parade, too.
Oh, great.
Did I hear the word parade?
Well, you certainly did. Hi, Lady Averlyn.
Hi. You all look like you've come from another planet.
That's what we're pretending. Did we scare you?
Oh, no. In fact, when I heard parade, that's all I could think about. I love a parade.
Want to be in the parade with us?
Well, could I? Great. I'll need a costume.
Want one from my backpack?
Yes, sure. How does it work?
Just open the zipper and then stand very still.
That's magic.
Make believe.
Uh-oh. There it goes again. Uncle Freddy won't like that. I'll see you all later.
At the parade?
For sure. Goodbye.
See you then.
X. Henrietta.
Lady Abernathy. To the castle immediately.
Oh, my.
Lady Abernathy, I presume?
Correct. As usual, Uncle Friday.
And the drums?
They stopped for a while.
A while is not enough. And what are you wearing?
A costume for a parade.
A parade?
Yes.
Kings love parades.
You'll need a costume.
Yes, of course. So why not?
Well, you will too, Trolley.
Trolley will need one too. Great, yes.
Did you notice that X the Owl said that they needed to be protected? Well, that means taken care of so they won't get hurt. What do you suppose they need to be protected against? They're afraid of something. We'll think more about that and more about the growing parade next time. Right now, the fish. Think about these fish and give them something to eat. They're usually hungry about this time. Right now, I'd like to write two words for you. The first one is Y-O-U. That spells you. And the second one is F-R-I-E-N. D, friend, and that reminds me of a song. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime. In the nighttime, anytime that you feels the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend. You're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You surely are. Did you sing that with me? You are special. See you, fish. I want to show you something that I had in the backpack. A friend of mine loaned this to me. It's a book called Animal Sounds. Animal Sounds. And when you show the animal and press the button, you can hear what the animal sounds like. A dog. And what does this one say? Pig, P-I-G, pig. Let's try the sound. Let's try that sound again. Good. Pig. And there's a cow. Try the cow again. Good cow. And there's a cat. Here's the one for the cat. It's like Henrietta Pussycat a little bit. And here's the lion. Good. I think there's one more here. Let me see. Yes, an elephant. Try the elephant again. Now, if you don't have a book like this, you can always make up your own sounds. And you know, each person would make his or her own sounds for animals. Sure. Isn't it great that we all have our own sounds? Imagine, every person in this world is unique. That means there's only one sound exactly like yours in the whole world. Only one sound. Isn't that wonderful? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about, don't we? You and I. Now, you know, it's very important to put the backpack on both of your shoulders like this. Right. Now I'm all set to go, and I'll be all set to come back next time. Bye-bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give